All right, 1380 WPHM. Look, we're all dealing with burnout, I think, and a new study certainly shows that. It's the 11th annual trend report that's put out by Ford Motor Company. Joining us right now to talk a little bit about the trends that we can look forward to in 2023, Global Futuring Manager at Ford, Jennifer Brace. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. I want to talk about the report and what it means and put it into context. But first of all, I just want to talk a little bit about you and your job. What is a futuring manager?
Sure. So as a futuring manager, we keep our eye on the pulse of what's happening around the world. And what we do is we work with teams at Ford to help build strategies that are resilient to these futures that can be somewhat unpredictable. And unfortunately, I have to tell you, I cannot actually tell the future, but I am pretty good at looking at the trends and imagining what potential futures might hold, and then pushing our teams internally to kind of consider maybe alternative views of the future than they would have initially thought. And then, of course, building out strategies so that they're resilient in a number of futures so that we don't actually have to know what the future is, but we can have a robust strategy regardless of what's ahead.
And I'll bet that you're right more than not, just based on the trends that you see. Although I wonder how much of a wrench did COVID throw in to your ability to predict what was happening? And how much has it accelerated the trends that were already beginning to creep up and now we see have really taken hold in the last couple of years?
Yeah, you know, in a lot of ways, COVID made our job easier, if I'm honest, because when we say, wow, the world could change really quickly and we should be prepared for it.
Right.
You know, COVID became this really, really great example of that happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and if you look back at trends and data and what was happening in the world, we shouldn't have been that surprised. We had SARS, we had bird flu, we had other epidemics come up before this, and the World Health Organization was warning us, yet we still seem to be a bit caught on our heels. And here we are in the third year of COVID, and if we look at the data, when we do our global survey, we're seeing that people are feeling burnt out.
Yeah.
We're over it, right? Everyone's feeling it. We've been in this situation for so long that we've got 58% of adults saying that they're feeling burnt out. They're feeling stressed. They're kind of sick of it, if you will. The global instability, the national instability, personal finances kind of topping the list of fears that people have. But there are some bright spots. I don't want to be a complete downer on your show this morning.
Good, thank you.
There are some bright spots that we do have a majority of people believing that society is going to be stronger in 5 years. So giving us reason for hope. And even if today isn't exactly the way that they would maybe want it to be, that they are looking inward and they're looking for resilience and they're finding some strategies to help themselves cope with this. And they're finding kind of some silver linings, if you will, in the gray clouds that have been hanging over us.
Well, that certainly is encouraging. I think that people are, you know, as fatigued as we all have become, we want to find a way out of it, don't we?
We do. We absolutely do. And what we're seeing is, you know, I think there's this acceptance of the fact that the world feels somewhat, you know, kind of chaotic and stressful right now. And so what people are doing is they're looking inward and they're looking for the things that they can control. You know, if they're feeling a bit like, you know, personal finances are feeling strained. So what they're doing is they're restricting the new finances that they're willing to take on or the new obligations. So 64% are saying, you know, I'm a bit more hesitant to take on new financial obligations right now in this kind of this world of uncertainty and potential inflation coming on and all of this in recession coming on. All of that is kind of people are turning inward. They're looking for solutions that they can control. That's a simple example. Another example is kind of understanding even just your own mental health and mm-hmm. looking for ways of improving that. So we had 68% of our survey participants saying that they see their own mental health as a source of stress. And that was actually highest amongst our youngest participants, amongst our Gen Z.
Oh, wow.
They actually over-indexed, and 78% of them said that mental health was a source of stress.
Wow. Wow, that's shocking. That's a lot.
It is. It is. Now, the bright side is that we also see new mental health practices coming up to help them cope. So we also see 2/3 of Gen Z accepting new mental health practices to help them cope with those fears. And we see it in other generations as well, not as prevalent, but we do still see it. And I think it really connects back to the fact that we've seen that become a very hot topic of conversation. It's felt more okay to kind of talk about mental health, if you will, in the past few years. We're seeing it happen. Kind of one of the prime examples that comes to mind when I think about it would be like what we saw with some of our athletes, Simone Biles, Naomi Osaka, kind of stepping back. Right, from competition because their mental space wasn't clear and where it needed to be for them to compete at the top level that they're used to being able to compete at.
Yeah, so that's a good example indeed. We're talking with Jennifer Brace, Global Futuring Manager at Ford. Their 11th annual 2023 trend report is out. So Jennifer, what do you do with this information? I mean, you kind of look at, is it basically a snapshot of where we are as a society right now? What do you do with this information then?
Yeah, so of course we're looking for what is interesting, what stands out, and what might it mean. So we use it in a lot of different ways where we're looking to identify signals. Where do we see a change in the consumer sentiment? How do we see kind of attitudes and behaviors shifting from year to year? And then we do ask some questions that are more focused on the vehicle, of course, and what role it's playing. And here this year, we are thrilled to see that 86% of our respondents find joy in their vehicle. And we'll take some of that data back to our team. So we use all of this data, whether it be on kind of consumer sentiment on these really broad scales around people feeling burnt out or stressed, or on a much more kind of specific scale when we look at like how vehicles are being used. And we use it to help talk to our teams internally at Ford and point them in directions that they could use, whether it's for inspiration or for preparation as we consider what the years ahead might hold.
Well, it's fascinating stuff. Yeah, I can imagine how interesting your job must be because you really do get to dig into you know what people are thinking and feeling and kind of put things into some sort of context.
Absolutely, I can't say enough about how lucky I feel to get to work in this field at such an amazing company and to be able to kind of immerse myself in what's happening around the world.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you sharing some insights into what we can look forward to in 23 and beyond. It's, again, the 11th annual 2023 Trend Report from Ford. Jennifer Brace, Global Futuring Manager. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And also, if anyone wants to learn more, you can go to FordTrends.com.
We will check it out. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Jennifer Brace, Global Futuring Manager at Ford. Fascinating stuff.